Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Love this song, and you're gonna love the interview after you hear this fabulous song. Matthew K. Jenkins with You Reign.
Awesome God, mighty arm, never known you to fail. Oh, what manner of man is this, that the winds and seas obey?
And all the earth declares your glory, proclaiming who you are.
You are the King of kings, you are the Lord of lords, you are the Prince of peace, you reign in victory. You're the everlasting God. Oh, everlasting God. Oh, behold, he comes with clouds. Every knee on earth must bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus, he is Christ, and his eternal life.
Yeah.
gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this man of God on the program with us, the one and only Matthew K. Jenkins. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us on Real Gospel.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yes, yes, yes. Where are you calling from right now?
I am calling from Baltimore.
Okay, Maryland. Yeah, I was I was listening to a sports talk show the other day, and they were saying that your football team, the Ravens, that they're changing the scheme of things a little bit. I'm not sure if you keep up with your football team, but they're saying that it's not going to be as defensive as it used to be. The quarterback is more of a mobile quarterback instead of a stay-in-the-pocket quarterback, all that good stuff. You follow the Ravens?
I do support the home team.
Yeah.
But I haven't kept up with this, all the changes that are going on. I'm not really an off-season follower. I'm definitely, Sunday to Sunday football watcher.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. When we can catch it, right? When we can catch it.
Yeah, when I can catch it, exactly, man. Between trying to keep up the home and the kids and ministry, man, it's a lot, you know?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. So for people who just found Christ on yesterday, they're new to the body of Christ, and in particular, they may be new to gospel music, introduce yourself to them and tell them a little bit about your story, how you first came to know the Lord and things of that nature, just so they can sort of grasp, who is Matthew K. Jenkins?
Yeah, well, I'm a husband, I'm a father, worship leader, musician. I've been playing the piano since I was 7 years old. My mom my Sunday school teacher actually was the one that kind of discovered my gift. He told my mom, your boy is a knucklehead, man. He won't stay still. But when I sat him in front of that piano, he was okay for the rest of the class. And so my mom spent the last $200 and bought me this piano. I learned one song and three chords, and she said, okay, you're ready to start playing in church now. I played those same three chords to every song, and it didn't quite work out those first couple of years. But as I remained faithful to it, God blessed me with more to bless the body with. And so, I grew up in church all my life. I grew up, traditional apostolic church. My father was the lead singer in the choir, also the elder and the Sunday school superintendent, that's really where my background is kind of from. Church has kind of been my whole life. It's who my family is, a church family. And so there's an old saying that, I was born on the front pew. I was literally born on the front pew. My parents kept us in church throughout the week and all day on Sunday. We didn't even think about going home on Sundays because we were there all day, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yes, sir.
I know what you mean. So when you said apostolic and church all day, my grandparents on my mother's side, my mother's mother and father, were traditional old school Pentecostals. So
wow.
I can relate to going to church on Mondays, Tuesdays, yep. I think maybe Thursday or something like that. It might have been the only day,
man,
that we weren't
Tuesday,
there.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. If we were doing something on Saturdays, some kind of snowball sale.
Yeah.
In Baltimore right now, the Preakness is going on. We will be helping people from the Preakness to their cars, man. And then all day on Sunday, them little 7-Eleven runs, we'd be sleeping right on the pews.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I remember those days. You shared everything. I thought you were going to say that your pastor sat you down at the piano and laid his hands upon you, and the Holy Spirit fell upon you, and you became anointed. That's the only thing you didn't say. And I was like, okay, he didn't. Okay, that didn't happen that way. Okay.
It didn't quite work like that, man. I wish. No, man. I worked hard to try to, to get where I am now, man. Like, practicing. I'm still learning, man. Like, you never reach a point as a musician that you just kind of know it all. You're always learning as a musician.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That story that I told about sitting down at the piano, Ben Tankard. Have you heard of Ben Tankard?
Yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah,
yeah, that's his testimony. He says he didn't have any musical skills whatsoever growing up. And to make a long story short, he ended up going to a church as an adult. His NBA career was over with and he was hungry, so he decided to go into this church because they were feeding that day. And throughout the message or something happened, the pastor calls him down, sits him down at the piano, lays his hands upon him. He gets filled with the Holy Ghost, and then the pastor says, that is now your gift. And he said he's been playing ever since.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that about Ben Tanker, but that's how he said, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. Yep. That is amazing.
It is.
Maybe I should get my pastor to pray on my hands on Sunday.
We'll see.
And God will bless me with more, man. I'm just kidding. I've actually had, I have a friend who's played in the group. His name is, we call him DJ, but that's his testimony, you know, that he just kind of, you know, that his pastor kind of blessed his hands and he was just able to play. I've seen stories and heard testimonies like that of the power of God just moving on people's lives to do great things. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing what God is doing, what Amen. He's continuing to do.
Amen. So So this project called You Reign, which is also, so the title track is also the same as the EP. And is this your first, walk us through how you went from just being the musician in your church and your ministry to, now you've got a nice song that is blessing millions of people.
Yeah, well, I was about 19, 20 when, you know, my pastor, Pastor Mark James, he told me, he said, you know, your gift is not just for the four walls of the church. God is going to propel you. He's going to take you places. And, you know, at that time, I had already been starting leading worship. And he told me, he challenged me. He said, I want you to write a song. One song every week. Now, needless to say, I didn't accomplish that, but I did my best. But I was inspired by his words. I was inspired by the things that he would preach over the pulpit, and that's how I pulled my writing from initially. And I wrote that song as I was hearing him preach, and the rest of it came to me on the couch. You know, as I was in my own private worship to the Lord, and I wrote it out of an innocent adoration and love for God. But, you know, after being married now for some time and parenting children and serving in ministry for several years, you know, the song, you know, things mean a little different to you once you've been through something, you know. And so, you know, because going through all of that and living that kind of life, things can kind of seem to get out of control. But God is still kind of telling me, he's like, man, I got you, you know. I know the plans that I have towards you, and, you know, they're plans to prosper you and for you to have an expected end. And I've learned to say in those hard times, Lord, you reign, you got it, because he has never, ever, ever failed me yet.
Mm-hmm. That's a testimony right there. And that's a song right there. That's a song right there. Yeah, he hadn't failed me yet. So your kids, are you putting them in music? Have you seen any gifts within them?
Oh yeah. Well, every one of my kids in my house, they already play an instrument. besides all of the, they play piano. All of them have to play the piano, but they have other instruments that they play. Like my niece who we took in, she plays the violin, and my nephew, who we also took in, her brother, he plays drums. And then my son plays piano. He plays guitar. But we have two babies who just waiting to get ready to get them started. I'm already putting them in front of the piano and having them mess around and the drums and then beat on those drums until their heart is satisfied.
Wow.
Yeah, but we're a musical family. Yeah.
That is. I mean, really, most people may not realize that is awesome. I mean, because I picked up an instrument back in the day, but that was about all I did was pick it up. But that's awesome, because if they stick with it, that means you have the potential to record something later on down the line with them, and they'll always have a job if they stick with it. You know, they'll always be able to contribute.
True.
Yeah,
it's true, man. You think about the mechanic or the business owner. You know, their sons, they put their sons in their business right away. You know what I mean? And because they know, like, this is a whatever business. This is what this family does. You know, our family is a musical, is a church family, and we're going to, you know, we're going to be a family that serves the body of Christ, you know. Amen. And I kind of want that for my kids as they, you know, even along with the stuff that they want to do. You know, Amen. I kind of, the Bible says, train up your child. And I'm training them up just as my parents did in the way of the Lord, so they will not stray from that.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So this project, You Reign, what can we expect from it, from this EP?
Well, man, I'm the kind of guy that my brother told me a long time ago, he said music is a spirit. And I didn't quite understand that, but I'm starting to understand it now. Music really has the power to make you do things that you really didn't want to do before. It starts to make you move when you are angry. And I really just want my music to touch people in a spiritual way, you know, to uplift their spirits, to uplift their hearts. I want for them to, as they, you know, as they come in church, you know, the expectation is to never leave the same way that you came. And I want people to feel that when they hear the CP.
Wow. You know, the fact that you are apostolic and you would say something like that, all I could think about while you were speaking was the anointing. And the anointing has the potential of doing that. It is, I mean, I don't have time to sort of get into the nuances of just persons who have the gift and people who have the anointing. But I just want to say to the listeners, if you all understand the difference, and even if you don't, you all have to support this man of God, because what he is saying is that the anointing is in this EP, and that the anointing is playing with the anointing. And so the only way for you to really understand what that means, you are going to have to support this project and get this project and allow it to minister to your spirit. And did I sort of get it right?
Yes, sir. You got it right.
Okay. Okay. Any artists, any people we should be on the lookout for that are just lending a tremendous hand, maybe with a solo, with a song, anybody that we should be on the lookout for?
Yeah. I mean, you could be on. Well, first of all, be on the lookout for me, your boy,
okay.
Magic K. Jenkins. But also, you know, people who have helped me along the way. My brother James Drummer Boy Harris, he has, you know, really done a lot in making this EP become possible, and I'm really grateful to him and all his hard work, you know.
Amen. I appreciate that. Okay. Well, we will continue to support You Reign and the music ministry of Matthew K. Jenkins. Can you tell the listeners where they can find out more about you and where they can find this project?
Yes, sir. You can find out more about me on Facebook. You can find me at Matthew K. Jenkins Music. And also that same on Instagram. One word, Matthew K. Jenkins Music. And on Twitter at Matthew K. Jenkins.
Amen. Would you like to give a shout out to your church ministry, the city, the location, in case someone listening wants to visit, or they're listening within the city and may want to stop in?
First of all, shout out to my wife, Crystal. I love you, honey. And shout out to my church, Bethany United Methodist Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. And I hope to see you all there on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. And we're starting a new 10:30 service this Sunday on May the 19th. So we hope to see you there.
Amen. See, we're out of time, but see, you just said you grew up apostolic and now you worship with the United Methodist Church. So, I mean, I'm just saying they no doubt are happy to have you. Because
they
of
are.
What I'm just
they
saying,
and I'm happy to be here, man. They're so good to my family and to my children. It's just a blessing.
Yes. See, we're out of time, but man, I could just, because there's something about the anointing, and we just don't have time to go into the anointing. But I tell you what, as your career continues to blossom, and I have you back on the show, we're gonna go there so that we can help the body of Christ understand the difference between a gift and the anointing. How about that?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. The one and only Matthew K. Jenkins, thank you for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.